So the first thing that we look at is what chapter we are under. Okay, next, let's look at the deadlines that we're facing. What are the deadlines to submit a proof of claim if we want to file something like an underpayment of royalty action? But nonetheless, the deadlines that are provided for in the initial packet are important. And our outside bankruptcy counsel often refers to this as the Espinosa problem. Bankruptcy cases typically move pretty quick, and they can be adjudicated in little as a few months. Again, strict deadlines are imposed, and debtors and creditors are expected to abide by those deadlines in the initial packet. But bankruptcy courts are busy. There's lots of different filings that are made during the bankruptcy case. And so the bankruptcy courts sometimes get things wrong, including, basically misclassifying royalty owner as an unsecured creditor. So it's important to understand what's going on at the very front end of the bankruptcy case. So the facts of Espinosa are essentially a student loan debtor filed for protection under Chapter 13, essentially seeking something called an undue hardship to discharge student loan debt, including interest. They filed their plan for the court. However, as part of that plan, they failed to initiate a certain type of proceeding before the court to argue this idea of undue hardship, which is a prerequisite to getting these student loan debts discharged. And so there was a procedural defect in the Espinosa's filings. Nonetheless, the student loan creditor received notice of the filings, but failed to make a procedural objection. So there was no timely appeal filed of the order, including discharging the student loan debt. And then several years pass, and the lender creditor goes, oh gosh, we have these unpaid balances that are associated with the student loan, and they initiate an action against Espinosa. And so case makes its way to the courts, and the courts essentially said, hey, it's a procedural error. Creditors argue that, look, the debtor basically failed to initiate this adversary proceeding. There was no determination of whether or not this was an undue hardship. And so the debtor violated both the bankruptcy code, our rights as the creditor, and the underlying order that came out of the bankruptcy court was void. Case wound its way through the Ninth Court, and the court said, yeah, at most that's a legal defect, but it did not rise to the level of saying that the order out of the bankruptcy court was void. And so in 2010, the case made its way up to the United States Supreme Court, and the issue before the Supreme Court was whether the order confirming the Chapter 13 plan discharging the student loan debt and interest was void under Federal Rule 60. And second one, whether or not the creditor lender's rights were offended. And really, it's that second issue, which is important for our purposes here today, whether or not if you receive notice of deadlines, a debtor's plans under bankruptcy, if you receive notice of that and you do not act, how are you affected? So Justice Thomas wrote for the majority of the court, and in no uncertain terms, found that the lender creditor's due process rights were not violated, but particularly in light of the creditor receiving notice of the procedurally defective plan. Judge Thomas says, look, whatever due process rights that you have in this, in the bankruptcy proceeding, were more than satisfied. And then issued a harsh warning to the future litigants that, you know, for all prospective creditors in the future, do not sleep on your rights. These deadlines had meaning, these proceedings had meaning. And if you fail to exercise your rights during these proceedings, then you can clearly risk losing your status. So there was some concern following the 2010 case that debtors and their attorneys might be less scrupulous in their pleadings before the bankruptcy court, and it might result in more quote unquote procedurally defective filings that were otherwise approved by the court, and lo and behold, a debtor can get out of harm's way by skirting the rules of the court. Justice Thomas says, debtors and their attorneys face penalties under various provisions for engaging in proper conduct in banks or bankruptcy proceedings. So Justice Thomas says, warns the bar that, you know, while the Espinosa case says due process rights were met, you better not play loose and fast with the rules, because you'll find yourself with some sanctions levied against you.